Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful workings of your Holy Spirit in this film, The Chosen. My precious family, I want to share a wonderful movie with you. It has really confirmed in living color the kind of love that Jesus has for each of us. It also portrays him as a true human who has affection and humor and all the normal feelings we have. They really did a wonderful job on his character. It so mirrors our heavenly spouse with all his feelings and ways of dealing with people. It has brought me great comfort, consolation, and confirmation of who he is to me. Of course, there are naysayers who argue, but that's not in Scripture. Well, it may not be perfectly accurate in every detail, but it is true to the spirit of the Gospels. For instance, in the episode that reveals that a young Pharisee had John the Baptist arrested, that does not conform to what we know from the Gospels, but it does bring out the blindness leading them into jealousy and anger, as well as the religious spirits that motivated their condemnation of Jesus. So while this film is not accurate as to some of the details of why John was arrested, it was accurate to the spirit of the Gospels, which portrays the Pharisees as jealous, petty, and blind. Just recently, the Lord talked about how he wanted Christians to celebrate Christmas. And I believe watching segments from this series every night is a wonderful way to prepare our hearts for his birth. I learned so much about Hebrew ways, how weddings are conducted, the different tensions in life that came to bear on the fishermen when Jesus worked the miracle of the fish, which got Peter out of hot water on taxes that could have cost him his home and fishing boats. The background and the fleshing out of the tensions of living in that time shed so much light on a probable reason why Jesus chose to work each of his miracles. Lord, do you have something to add? Jesus began, I am well pleased with this series, which will change the way people think about me. That is the most important thing to me, Claire. For so long they have seen me as stoic and uncaring in the trials of their everyday life. At last they will see an accurate representation of how I interacted with the sick, the unclean, my disciples, and yes, even that brood of vipers, the Pharisees. My children, I would prefer that you put away your religious spirits once and for all and let me communicate to the world who I truly am. For ages and ages I've been seen as harsh, judgmental, distant, and demanding. No, this is not the case. I came to bring you more abundant life, and what I mean by that is the richness of dwelling in union with me, your God. The fear of approaching me that Satan has ingrained in people who especially have had harsh fathers, parents, officials, and pedophile preachers has caused untold numbers of people to turn their backs on me. They could not conceive of me as being loving and approachable because of the behavior of authority figures. At last, I am being portrayed truly as I am. This series is straight from heaven and will draw many souls to me who before hated me with no real reason. Please, my people, do not degrade or discourage people from viewing this movie. Please encourage and be my love working through you to them. This is sorely needed in this time and season as many souls perish because they swallowed the lies Satan has saturated them with through authority figures in their lives. Work with me, my people. Help to bring in the harvest. Do not picket nits and swallow camels. Rather, see the message in this series as something that can finally break the icy feeling people have towards me. Satan has propagated more lies about me in this generation. We together must do everything we can to refute them and support those in the media arts who have my heart for souls. And when they see you fighting and bickering with other Christians over details in good films about me, do you think that draws the lost to me? No, it only reinforces their suspicions about Christians, that they are critical, hypercritical, even hypocritical, of even their own kind, let alone those who are not saved. Where is my love conveyed in this? I need tenderness from you, my people. I need encouragement and affirmation of others to fulfill the number one calling card to the faith. They will know you are Christians by their love. So love one another tenderly and from the heart. Encourage viewing of holy films. Swallow your pride and tendency to find fault with every little jot and tittle. Repent for turning others away from something I anointed to bring them in. Do not take part in the venom of the Pharisees, for they will receive the very harshest punishments for killing souls.